Om Shanti. So how are all of you? You arrived yesterday. You got your accommodation. You are happy. Food okay. The weather is good, no? I have been here in the coldest time. But now it's very warm. So today we like to welcome you. This evening is welcome program. This is called Arrival Welcome. Every day we are meeting half an hour new group of arrival. Just to say hello, welcome, and how are you, everything okay, yeah? But official is evening. Shilu Ben will come, Prabha Ben will come, I will be there also. And cultural program, short one. So today, just to, you know, give you a little bit news and the aim of staying here. Because every time we have 700 double foreigners. This time also, Rajeshwai, 700? Yes. 700. We hear from different countries. This is the last group. In Shantivan, 25,000 or more, because Maharashtra is the biggest zone in India. So they take the last one. Whosoever hasn't come, they all come this time. And there will be also Dadi Ratan Mohini's birthday celebrations. Dadi is also reaching to 100 years. So they are really creating beautiful programs. And since you are here for 15 days or whatever days, I want to share a few ideas with you. You can decide, design your self-progress. So as Baba has been telling us, you know, to practice vi dehi. Vi and dehi means, dehi means soul. Vi. Without body, soul. Today Baba said, bhai bhai drishti. It's a lot of work. Internal attention is needed. Brahma Baba, Mama, Dadis, they were successful in this practice. That I am videhi. Actually, to get this experience of videhi, one needs to be very quiet, more silence, less socializing. Nowadays, social media, so many things attract attention, people. But if we start to pay full attention, that my time is to experience this beautiful stage, which is called videhi. The mind is not carrying a picture of this body. When I say I, the elevated soul, name and form is not there of this body. A shining soul, star, comes in front of the mind. Videhi is a beautiful stage where you can experience as if all the burdens, heaviness, of the past is absorbed, finish. So it's a beautiful stage. So you can design your timetable such a way that you don't miss classes, you don't miss yoga bhattis, and also add, you know, 2.5 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour and 1.5 hour your own time. Independent, individual. No need to look for someone to be with you and go to Baba's room. Either here or Panda Bhavan, Baba's room. After lunch, sit. Yeah? Experience this beautiful stage. I have been doing this. Yeah? So it is very practical, fruitful. We because we spend thousands of dollars to come here to experience that purest vibration of Baba. Brahma Baba's room in History Hall, in Madhuban, is the room where you can pick up this frequency. Because Brahma Baba worked on his each thought and each feeling. Every night, Brahma Baba made sure that no ill feeling or waste or negative remain in him. He really paid full attention to his feelings, thoughts. And that room, so simple room, you can see Baba's room, so simple. Brahma Baba lived and he worked on his internal work of purification. So to keep the aim, before I go, I experience such a beautiful feelings, Videhi, very pure, shiny. I experimented a few years ago, 2.5 hours every day for 42 days here in Gyan Sarovar. A wonderful experience I had Videhi stage. That was Dadi Janki who challenged me. You are here 42 days every day. You sit in yoga 2.5 hours. 5:30 to 8, I sit here in Baba's room and experience Videhi stage. It took 3-4 weeks, you know, to so many other thoughts come and then release, get out from those memories and really stabilize my mind into shining star. And one sister from US also shared with me, last month she did 7 hours. 2 days, 7 hours, 7 hours. She did in Madhuban, in Baba's room. Morning breakfast, then sit. Then go for lunch, then sit. Then go for tea, then sit. 7 hours. 2 days. She told me to share in every group her experience. So I am doing that. So she said we together went to Ahmedabad. So she shared this. She said, sometimes we are sitting in meditation, I am point of light. She said, no, you built a relationship with Baba. And then first day, she came all the way from Shantivan because we had a NCC meeting, you know, always talk. Workshops, you know, run here, run there, classes. But she came out 2 days and she did her 7 hours, 7 hours. That satisfies no soul. And then she said one experiment she did only relationship with Baba, not point of light, relationship. So any situation which soul is going through, you have to tell Baba, isn't it? With the relationship. So she said there was a one legal case. And then she told Baba, here is $100. You are my lawyer. Here I put in the box in Baba's room. And now you work out everything. You are my judge and lawyer. And I give my charges to you. And then she sit down in yoga. And she told all the case to Baba. And after 2 or 3 days, they called her. They say, sister, all the case is resolved. How Baba works with, you know, your understand you, and then through his own vibration, Baba sends the right thoughts to souls to do right things. It's all subtle. Air we cannot see, we can feel. Sun we can see, the rays we cannot see, but we can feel. So Baba, the son of knowledge, son of power, and we remember Baba, and we give our thoughts to Baba, then Baba, whatever is the right, touch the souls, gets things done. Many stories you have heard, know about this, you know, once Dadi Janki told me, told us teachers, you know, beautiful story. I remember that. She said, she was staying in Pune and the landlady wanted them to vacate the center. So she came to Madhuban. She talked to Baba. So Baba said, okay, child, because they every direction they take from Baba, isn't it? At that time, from Brahma Baba. So Baba said, okay. So Baba got apple jam made in remembrance of Baba. And Baba sent with Adi Janaki this apple jam to Pune. And Baba said, child, go, take this, and you invite this landlady. Tell her, eat breakfast. So she came to eat breakfast. Dadi, Baba told Dadi to make chapati and give jam with the chapati to the landlady. And Baba fixed the time. This time you do, and I will sit with Shri Baba's remembrance and send the sakash, thoughts. And Baba did here in Madhuban, sending these pure thoughts. And then Dadi with great love told that, you know, lady, Baba sent jam for you. I make chapati for you. You eat in Baba's yad. So much love Baba is giving you. And while she is eating, and Baba is sending sakash. And after eating, she said, Dadi, now I go back to get key back to give you. No need to vacate. How Baba did work, huh? You understand how it happens? It's Baba's pure intention, pure thoughts to benefit humanity and to help their mind to think also to benefit humanity. Those kind of thoughts Baba is sending to the child through his sakash, vibration. And that soul is receiving the thought while eating breakfast in Baba's yad and changed her mind. And then she brought the key, give back to Dadi. Dadi, no, no, oh, Brahma Kumari, stay here. And then Dadi told Baba, Baba, your child accepted. So at that time, Baba used yoga power, gyan power, in so simple room to sit. Huh? You saw Baba's room? One little quilt, gaddi, and one simple bed. Baba never changed his bed, huh? He said, don't change this bed. Well, how many years Baba slept on that bed? Huh? Olden, you know, style bed. No new bed at all. There was new training section, new offices of Nirvair Bhai Shashi Didi. So many new buildings are built. They say, Baba, Baba, shift. Baba said, no. I stay here. Simple. Even though all the wealth, you know, all the beginning wealth, all is Brahma Baba's given to Shiv Baba. But he did not count, he did not touch, he did not see, he did not use. You can imagine that purity, no? No attachment to anything. It's such a powerful vibrations Baba has. So you can see how Baba's vibration can help other souls also to be detached and give the place back to Baba. No need to get attached. So that time, you know, Mamma's stories also like that. You are enjoying these stories? One more little, then we will finish. One more story, okay? Because at that time, no media, no social media, nothing, no? Only yoga power, vibration. Vibrations are like injection, invoking in others the same vibration what Mamma Baba had in them. That is called yoga. Yoga means connection, isn't it? So you have positive thoughts. Your positive thoughts are creating in others' heart also positive. That means yoga working, isn't it? Changing their mood, changing their state of mind. That's why it's called yoga. Yoga with Baba, I receive from Baba. Then the same vibrations are injection for other souls. Yoga. And they also start to get inspired and think and do the same. That's why Raj Yoga is famous. This Baba taught us. So Mama's story, one more, then we'll finish. Mama also yoga power. Near to Delhi, there is a one place, it's called Hapur. And they had a 15 or 20 people. They were creating noise, chaos, because they say, why, you know, they are teaching celibacy and vegetarianism, all these, you know, reactions in the society. So people came to fight with Mama. Mama went there. How she solved this problem? Violence, negativity, chaos, you know, and 15 people with big, big sticks in their hand, and they're knocking the door open, and Mama is sitting on the rooftop in very simple, bed, in olden time, the old style bed. And she's just sitting in yoga. And these 15 people came up, making noise. Today we came here to fight. You know, such kind of mind. And they went on the top roof, and Mama, as a goddess, sitting in yoga and producing these vibrations of positivity. And they all came, they saw Mama calm down. They say, your Mama is goddesses of peace. How their minds pick up this vibration and they bow down to Mama. They said, we did not know. Here is the peace. Eh? So Mama Baba used this yoga power to change the violent mind, the negative mind, the hatred mind, into positivity. You know this film, The Light, is about that. Very beautiful film. All how Brahma Baba, Mama, you know, all the reaction of society level, country level, how they solved it through yoga power. Not even one vibration of negativity, Brahma Baba, because they show in the film how they came to put the fire in the house of Brahma Baba. They really put it. And then they had someone who came to harm Brahma Baba. They are really showing that, all this, you know, in the film, and how Brahma Baba, carrying that light of pure thoughts, connecting with that light, Baba, what that light is telling me to do, that's the film about it. So you can experiment with this while you are here, while listening classes, doing things, accumulating my yoga power. So this is the aim of our staying here. Limitless love we are going to experience from Baba, from Divine Family, through different methods, that experience of that love. No matter what is happening, that love is not decreasing. Om Shanti. So you will remember these stories? Easy to remember, isn't it? Practical stories of Babas. So now, which countries have come? You, one person, tell us. The first row, which countries? USA. How many USA? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Canada, please, how many? 1, 2, 3. Okay, 4, 5. Okay. Australia? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 5, okay. Where? Germany? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Brazil? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Russia? Russia is also there, no? Russia. They haven't come Yeah. Okay, who else? Malaysia? You also yesterday, no? Mirabai met into this new group. Okay. There will be 65 this time from Malaysia. So every day 24, 24 coming. Okay. Anyone? Thailand, how many? You? One or two. And the 1, 2, 3. Where? Trinidad. How many? 1. Yeah. 2. Okay. London, UK? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Anyone else? Sri Lanka. This is Sri Lanka. Also, how many total coming? I heard 30 or something. More than 58, okay. Okay, any other country? Chile, okay, 1. Who else? Scotland, 1 or 2? 1, okay. Other? Peru, yeah, Peru, 1 or 2, okay. Mexico, how many? Wow, very far away. So far away countries have come. As Sister Jayanti said, you know, you came here, take the most benefit, don't know what happens next year, right? So whatever days you have, take them, every minute fill yourself with unlimited love of Baba. Okay, what other country, sister? Indonesia. You met me yesterday, no? Indonesia, blessings, where are they? Where is Indonesian sisters? You are the one who met me? The other sisters met. Okay, they are not here. Okay. Okay. From? Berlin. Okay. Norway. Norway. Okay. Okay, so welcome. Now we give you a welcome toli. And this evening again toli. You have a plastic bag, keep on putting toli. No need to eat every time. When you go back to your country, eat every day. This is what the people are doing nowadays, you know. Keep the plastic bag, keep on putting the toli. And when they go back, there are many students in the class, give little, little. Okay, Om Shanti.